The Philosophical Strangler by Eric Flint. Prologue. Entropy and the Strangler.
To the contrary, demurred Greybore, toying with his mug. The secret lies entirely in the fingerwork.
But the bravo wouldn't have it.
"'Tis rather in the main force, he bellowed, and fell upon the Strangler.
The table splintered, the mugs went flying in a cloud of ale froth. Needless to say, I scrambled aside, like being a chipmunk caught between two bull moose, don't you know? Besides, there's no profit in this sort of thing. Safe at a distance, I stuck my head between two cheering onlookers and saw that my client was in his assailant's grasp. The lout's great biceps, triceps, deltoids, pectoids, and whatnot bulged and rippled as he worked at Greybore's throat. Couldn't find it, of course. They're a low lot, these tavern rowdies, not given to temperate debate. Stupid, to boot. What I mean is, the outcome was never in doubt.
Professional fingerwork,
as Greybore calls it, is simply beyond the ken of hurly-burlies who lounge about the alehouses until they encounter it firsthand. For this particular clown, personal experience had now arrived. Casually, Greybore sank his hands into his opponent's belly, kneading and squeezing. It must be like eating 10 cucumbers at once. An astonished grimace came over the goon's face.
Fouled our breeches, have we?
chuckled the chokester. A good lad, Greybore, but his humor runs in a low vein. His jest made, the Strangler proceeded to more serious business. A quick flip of the thumbs popped the bully boy's kneecaps. His victim now at eye level, Greybore leaned back in his chair and shrugged off the hands which were still groping in the vicinity of where his neck would be, if he had one.
"As I said," he concluded, "it's all in the fingerwork."
Then, just as I thought we'd gotten out of the silly affair with no harm, wouldn't you know it, but that the barkeep had to go pour oil on the flames?
"And who's going to pay for all this broken furniture?" he demanded.
The barkeep's voice was shrill in keeping with his sour face. He looked down at the bully boy now writhing on the floor.
"Not Lothar, that's for sure,"
he whined.
"Not much money to be made by a loan enforcer on crutches."
"That's done it," I thought.
"Him?"
exclaimed Greybore.
"A shark's tooth?"
His good humor vanished like the dew.